This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We've been told that President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have been talking about Ukraine. What we do know from CBS's Stacey Lynn at the White House.
The highly anticipated call began around 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino posted on X, "The call is going well." President Trump is looking to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire. Last week, Ukrainian officials agreed to the U.S. proposal during talks in Saudi Arabia, led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
In Gaza, it's a mixture of sadness and anger after Israel broke the ceasefire there with a series of airstrikes on what it says were Hamas targets. Palestinian officials say the attacks have killed more than 400 people. CBS's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
It is not clear if Israel intends to resume a full-scale war in Gaza or if the airstrikes are meant to pressure Hamas to free the remaining 59 hostages, fewer than half of whom are still believed to be alive. The Israeli army said it was attacking terrorist targets and weapons storehouses belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but the Hamas-run health ministry said many civilians had been killed. The international community attacked the Israeli decision to resume airstrikes.
A spring breaker remains missing in the Dominican Republic, and now the parents of Sudishka Konank are telling officials after nearly 2 weeks they've given up hope of finding her alive. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Her parents are saying at this point, they're asking authorities here in the Dominican Republic that she be declared legally dead, given that the person last seen with her has been cooperating and no evidence of foul play has been discovered.
Now, the federal judge who ordered the government to rehire thousands of probationary workers says the government can't place them on administrative leave after rehiring them. San Francisco District Judge William Alsup says it's not allowed under his preliminary injunction. He wants answers from the government right now. This is another day of what promises to be a long slog for people whose homes were hit by severe storms, including tornadoes over the weekend. One of those tornadoes steamed through Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and destroyed Christopher Maddox's home.
I was thinking where me and my wife is going to have a place to go and for what we were going to do. We don't have anything.
The storms are blamed for more than 40 deaths in six states. There's no reliable count yet of how many people have been left homeless. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are just under 6 hours from splashdown in the Gulf, south of Tallahassee, ending more than 9 months on the International Space Station that started as an eight-day mission. The Dow is down 360. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months, with just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 49.
Thank you for the 48 degrees and the forecast, Sean. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Now, the rest of the story. What a sight it is. What a sight. Rick Hansen has been gone more than 2 years. Had set out 26 months previous on a mega marathon that had taken him around the world, and now here he is coming home. This phenomenal 29-year-old athlete, 20 miles from his hometown destination, yet even at that distance, ecstatic spectators are lining the roadside, many waving yellow ribbons, others holding roses or bunches of daisies, cast flowers in his path, thousands standing with fingers poised on camera shutter buttons, hoping to capture this historic moment for posterity. And out in front, escorting Rick on the home stretch, British Columbia police cars, rolling with their lights, flashing triumphantly, and there, at the center of all this attention, this handsome hero relentlessly making his way to the point where it had all begun, the parking lot of Vancouver's Oak Ridge Mall. Only 300 or so had assembled to see him off that rainy March day in 1985. But now in the glorious springtime of 1987, Rick Hansen is coming home, and tens of thousands are mobbing the parking lot in the nearby streets, cheering, awaiting the promised moment that few thought would ever come. The magnificent marathon man had traversed 5 mountain ranges on 4 continents. He had passed through 34 countries and temperatures running the gamut from subtropical to sub-zero. He had endured 1 flood and 4 robberies in remote regions. And now at the end of this remarkable record-shattering journey, Rick Hansen was looking back over the course of 24,901 miles, roughly equivalent to the circumference of the earth itself. The lone marathoner is in sight now, and word spreads along the Oak Ridge crowd like fire on a fuse. Here he is. Here he comes. Those close enough on the cleared pathway call out individual greetings. Keep it up, Rick. We're proud of you, son. Keep it up. And some reach out to touch him, and the rest wave as he passes, and Rick smiles and waves back. It's the face of a movie star, the arms and chest of a big league power hitter. Yet Yet the humility of an Alvin York. And the citizens of Vancouver love this man. The 105-degree heat of the Australian desert and the windswept passes of the Swiss Alps and the Canadian Rockies are behind him now, and all that's left is love. There's a new niece in Rick's family, 7 months young, whom he has never seen. There is much else ordinary for this extraordinary man to catch up on, and he will, here at the end of a 25,000-mile road which no one had ever traveled before. And Rick's competitors in this marathon, they had all been left behind. Each and every one left behind in the dust of another hemisphere. Opponents with names like fear and discouragement and the preconceived notion that certain people must be pigeonholed as society prescribes. Rick Hansen has vanquished them all by safely and successfully circling planet Earth with utterly useless legs. And yet under his own power, with determined hands, spinning the steel rims of the wheels of a wheelchair. And now, you know the rest of the story.
It's just amazing. Pure Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, every Monday through Friday, on WRJN.
WRJN. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
gown she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Hits WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Boys high school basketball state tournaments on Thursday. The Prairie School plays Bondwell. You can hear that game here on WRJN. On Friday, Park plays Cedarburg, and that game also will be heard here on WRJN. Now, if either team or both teams advance to the finals, those games will be heard here on WRJN on Saturday. High school basketball, loving the local teams. Good luck to both Prairie School and Park from WRJN.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sun.
sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally
now. Such a lonesome song from James Taylor, his first big hit. WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. Got all night.
store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Clapping rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Spring starts on Thursday officially, and I checked, it will start down in the boondocks as well. WRJN.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. People look me down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you haven't already, get the Civic Media app and get it on your phone, because we've got things that you can win from WRJN, but you're going to need the Civic Media app to win them. It's a text to win contest that's coming up for valuable prizes, as they say. Johnny Olson, tell them what they can win. Well, we will soon enough. Here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. One of the biggest songs of 1967 is given a makeover, and you'll hear that version next hour, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Well, Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. Yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are done talking about Ukraine after a nearly three-hour-long phone call. What we know from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The highly anticipated call lasted over 2.5 hours. While we still don't know if they came to an agreement,